At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday with the Super Bowl set, Eagles and the Chiefs. We'll get to line movement. Joe hit that a couple minutes ago. Big line movement already just for the open to where we are right now. It changed and it flipped. We'll get to that. And we got a lot to do. Brad Spielberg will join us later in the show. But let's talk about these props from yesterday. Because, I mean, look, there's only two games. So, you know, our listeners, everyone out there is going to play a lot of props. We talked a lot last week about props. And it was an under day. I mean, it was across the two games. Let's start with A.J. Brown. I mean, I was big on A.J. Brown's overs. They did not hit. I felt half vindicated and mostly frustrated because he started off well. And then I would say the worst Hurts pass of the day was the miss he had. He had A.J. Brown wide open. He beat the corner. That's probably, a 70-yard touchdown? Whatever. It's a long, really long play if he connects there. And he would have flew over his prop. So I still think the matchup and the handicap was right. It's just the quarterback didn't hit him yesterday. So that was, what did he end with? 20-something yards? 28 yards? Almost nothing.
Yeah. I mean, all these, for the most part, a lot of these receivers, especially in that first game, you had no shot on a number of props unless you were backing some anytime touchdowns. Boston Scott, did they tell him it was the Giants on the other side or what? Got into the end zone again. This will be talked about a lot, as it should be, and I'm thrilled to see that they're posting player props for the Super Bowl already this morning, certain websites. But have they fallen in love with Kenneth Gainwell? Is that what's happening? I mean, his usage is right there with everybody else.
He led the team in carries. He had 14 carries yesterday. What was his number to lead the postseason in yards? It had to be astronomical.
Well, I don't even know.
We talked about it, didn't we?
Oh, I think we talked about last week specific, right? It was like 101 week.
I remember
but the
his
whole
name
postseason.
Coming up.
Like, he's the third running back on a team that had a bye. Like, what was his number? Had to be insane. I don't even know if it was listed.
If it was even listed, I doubt it was. We were talking about the number that James Cook had. And Okay, speaking of that, good result for me on the Mahomes bet I kept talking about last week. 8-1 to lead the playoffs in passing yards. And he had 195 going into yesterday. Monster game. It was the exact result I needed. Because Purdy was your leader going into championship Sunday. He's out. Burrow would have won if he would have played another week. So he loses. He's done. And Mahomes has a big day, and Hurts barely passes for anything. So I'd have to check this morning how many Mahomes would need. But I think I'm in a great spot, and you could bet that yesterday morning before both games. 8-1 for Mahomes to be the playoff passing leader. But that was the exact result I needed, and that's why I bet it, because I figured Eagles are going to win, Chiefs are going to win, so this would put Mahomes in a perfect position.
So right now,
Mahomes,
he's
go ahead.
521 right now, and Hurts is at 275.
But he's exactly 200
behind Burrow.
Oh, dude, I feel great.
Right. I was just giving you the two guys in the game. But yeah, so if Mahomes right. has 201 yards and Hurts doesn't have 400-something, you win.
Yeah. It's a good bet. It's a good bet.
Basically won yep. already. That's, yeah. yeah.
Don't say that.
And great value there, too. 8-1. I mean, I think that's the thing about Mahomes. So many people didn't know what to expect. Remember I said last week, early in the week, I bet the under on his passing. I had to hedge and like live bet the over as soon as that game started. I was like, I'm going to lose this bet. Here we go. And so thankfully I had the opportunity to get out of that one quickly.
It looks since I have it up, it looks like Kelsey's probably going to be the receiving leader. Because he's 40-something. He's 44 behind Chase, who leads everyone with 220, 176. And I'm going down the list. There's not a lot that are still participating, not a lot that are still around. I mean, A.J. Brown could have a crazy game, but mm-hmm. he'd have to have like 200 yards for A.J. Brown to win this.
So the Gainwell, Sanders, Pacheco rushing is going to come right down to the end. They're all within like 30 yards of each other.
Wow.
Sanders under hit. It was 55.5. He had 48.
I thought it would. You know what? Talking last week about the rushing and receiving. I took the under on those two combined because he never mm-hmm. catches the ball anyway. And so I thought it was a better way to play the number. Yeah. That Niners defense is tough. The Eagles, it was a slog to move the football all game.
CMC could absolutely win this though with 238. In three games. That's because Gainwell has a bunch to catch him. He has to get almost 80 yards to surpass him. So it's going to be that'll be fun to watch. Bad beat on the Purdy one. I still think he throws a pick, but guy gets injured after, what, three passes he leaves? When he re-enters, he couldn't throw the football. So they weren't going to push it down the field. So, yeah, I don't know. Was that a good read? Not sure. We didn't really have the opportunity. I think he plays a full game and he's healthy. He does end up throwing an interception. And the prop that I was most proud of was we were on it. You don't have the slippery conditions like you did in Buffalo. You had a Bengals awful offensive line. They're going to have to go back to work again for the second straight offseason to fix that O-line. But you had the Chiefs pass rushers. Chris Jones was in one of my five bets. Also talked about the number that was available for Frank Clark. Jones had two sacks. Clark had a sack and a half. Like at the beginning of the game, you thought that was going to be all day, but you did see those sacks at the beginning and at the end to close things mm-hmm. out.
We did. They couldn't block for him. What do we make? We didn't hit it in the first segment. I'm just curious where you guys were. First drive of the game for the Eagles, the Devontae Smith non-catch that was called a catch. Because yeah. some people are blaming the refs for that. I blame Shanahan more for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they missed it. The refs missed it. It was obviously a weird – it was hard to see, right? And so they didn't initiate the replay from above. Because I was thinking about Devontae Smith and his prop, and he only had 36 yards. They were all in that one play, basically, right? The 29-yard catch. What is Shanahan doing? Devontae Smith stood up and screamed at his team to get to the line. Isn't that the tell? It's the first yep. quarter. Why would a receiver stand up and say, let's go, snap the ball? Like, do you need – like, sometimes these coaches are so dependent on the man upstairs telling them what to do. Kyle, he's screaming to his teammates to snap Watch the ball. Him. He didn't catch the ball.
Yep.
It's crazy.
That should have been all you needed. And who cares if you lose a timeout? Who cares?
Yeah.
Right. Why do you have to get worse? It's the first half. It doesn't matter. Yeah, just the body language. Wait, are you telling me – that Kyle Shanahan had a bad game in the playoffs? Never see that. If I got to be fair about this, like, if I'm going to call out certain coaches maybe that aren't regarded highly across the league, if penalties are truly on coaching, you've got to call that meltdown on that entire Niners roster and all 11 penalties, and Greenlaw doesn't care, punching at the football right in front of everybody. You saw the frustration play out. Put it on Shanahan. You've got to put that on Shanahan if we're being fair about it.
I agree.
When you talked about the discipline, all I could think about was that video of Trent Williams at the end. I mean, wow. I know that guy's a competitor, and he was probably just letting his anger out because everything kind of went sideways for them. But dang, that was aggressive what he was doing.
Yeah, they tapped out mentally. They just were broken by the end. That was, that was a team that just, they knew they were dead.
I don't know that we'll ever get an answer, but the question I really want a true answer, but the question I want to get answered is how far away was Jimmy G exactly? And, you know, so he wasn't active. We get that. But during the game, is Shanahan thinking, damn, if I would have made Jimmy G active, he'd be on the field right now? Because it looked like Purdy has a serious injury. We'll get some details in the coming days about that. Maybe UCL, who knows? But if Purdy's out there with that, sounds like you could have had Jimmy G out there.
And with the way the Eagles couldn't score for those three possessions after the first touchdown, like, you feel like it might have been a game if Jimmy G's in there. If he could just be it's okay. So a lot of unders, obviously, in the Eagles game yesterday. Chiefs game, Burrow under passing yards. Chase did not get to 7 catches, so it was under 6.5. A lot of unders. Mixed in the under, Pacheco. I guess the big over was MVS, right? Someone had to catch the ball from Mahomes. It was MVS yesterday. That was the over.
Yep. That. But was anybody talking about that? I didn't hear that. Burrow rushing yards. That's interesting. So I'm thinking of that, obviously, because of what we're going to have in the Super Bowl. The Hurts rushing prop will probably be very popular. And Burrow had 30 rushing yards in that game. Higgins and Chase leading the way for the Bengals. I believe that's an over for both, right? Higgins 83, Chase 75 may have been.
That was close.
May have been. Yeah, that one would have been closer. Did anybody – we didn't see it posted when we were on the air last week. Was there ever a Mahomes rushing prop posted? Because we talked about how low you would be willing to go under. Ends up going 3 for 8. 3 for 8. And 5 rushing yards came on that last play from scrimmage. So, I mean, yeah, he did nothing in the run game. And then, Look at the receivers that Mahomes is throwing to. Look at these guys. Pacheco, McKinnon, Kemp, Moore, Hardman, Tony, Juju, Noah Gray. I mean, this is a bunch of trash. I think that's why we had a big move yesterday.
Yeah, that's an overreaction to I don't know. I guess we'll get to that later, but I'm probably not.
What's an overreaction?
I was surprised that the Chiefs were the favorites. Is that what you're talking about? Opened up as the favorites?
Well, no, I'm saying how, yeah, but then that didn't last.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very curious, and we'll talk, for the next 2 weeks, of where this line goes over the next 2 weeks. Because the better quarterback is on the Chiefs' side. The more injured quarterback may be on the Eagles side, just based on the way those two came out of the game yesterday. We opened Eagles as the Chiefs as the favorite. It went all the way now. The Eagles is the favorite. I tend to think this comes closer to the middle, that we get more people on the Chiefs as we get closer to the game. We'll see. The Eagles have obviously advantage in the trenches. The other thing from yesterday, and we'll get to the let's hit the BetQL model, how they did yesterday. But first, if you're coming to Phoenix, we're going to be there. The entire BetQL team broadcasting live at the BetMGM Sportsbook State Farm Stadium starting Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. It's real now. If you can't make it out, listen on the Odyssey app or watch us on twitch.tv/BetQL. Loads of guests stopping by. Favorite betting angles, 25 betting kiosks where we are, 265-square-foot video wall, 38 TV stands. It's going to be awesome. So the BetQL model – went 28-10 on all bets, divisional and conference around the playoffs. Pretty good. I mean, that's actually very good. So the model did some good things here. So they went, I'm looking at the model right now, where the wins and losses were for this particular weekend. The Purdy stuff were the losers, but they hit a lot of other good stuff here. Yeah. Sanders was a loss with the passing yards, but the wins
Gainwell.
Were Gainwell rush. The Gainwell one, yeah. That was their big win. A.J. Brown under.
We disagreed on A.J. Brown. We were on the wrong side. The model was right about that. I do think even if Purdy gives you a full game, that those are probably going to be wrong. But, I mean, that was just part of my handicap, what I thought was going to happen in that game. Yeah, the Gainwell was way, way over. So that was interesting. A lot of the Quez Watkins unders were very popular. Just the idea that his role has changed once Goddard became healthy again, like just pretty much non-existent. So that was a good angle. The model was looking at under 1.5 receptions, under 15.5 receiving yards. Both end up hitting. And that Kelsey number's really close. He ended up with 78, and the number was 76.5. So they ended up getting that one wrong. You know, they played McKinnon unders, all three different McKinnon unders, all three hit. That's an interesting look. Again, this seems to be Pacheco's backfield.
What am I going to do in the Super Bowl? Pacheco's my guy. It's his time to shine. Mm-hmm. And now he's facing the Eagles. I'm happy about this. Now, he's a good player. He looks like a wide receiver build-wise when he runs, but he's a running back. Obviously, he's really good. Didn't they get him in the seventh round? What was everyone else in the NFL draft doing? How'd that guy fall in the seventh round? This guy could play.
Don't take running backs early, Saquon.
Yep.
Was he seventh round pick? I mean, that burst that he has, that's insane. Yeah, he was the 251st player selected.
It's nuts.
It's ridiculous. 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. 22 running backs drafted ahead of Pacheco.
Wow.
22.
That's wild. He's born in the Dominican Republic. You don't get many NFL players. That's baseball, right? Mm-hmm. You think of baseball. I obviously moved to the United States, and I was a New Jersey kid, went to Rutgers. But, man, he's off to a great start in his career. Eagles and the Chiefs, we got a lot to get into, including on the other side. Yeah, we do on a Monday. It's time for BetQL Court. We have a lot of candidates to put on trial next right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.